Sacramento, they're dropping back a little bit now. The Sacramento Union's picked up runs it. You're so wonderful. I don't know all the stuff.
You do
all the stuff.
And so copy this to
that comes back over.
Yes, that's not that well, because a lot of you doing better.
My wife gave me some something, but then I decided not to show it to you.
Oh?
But the time said, well, you might like it. 4 months ago.
That's a cartoon.
No.
No.
4 months ago, your wife was interviewed by Vogue magazine, which I own.
Hope you have Vogue too.
Oh, I have all kinds.
Hey, the women all read that.
And I didn't know that you had that. I should have been. You own the magazine and Vogue too. I own Vogue. House and Yard.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah.
My wife. Ed Russell actually is the publisher.
No more.
I didn't want to. He's
gone now. So, this was done 4 months ago. Now, my wife gave me this morning with a letter. She said, I want you to give it to Mrs.
This is not, this is now. This is what, this is
now. Yeah, October 15th, this is now, Ted.
Oh, about me.
And she says, make sure you send me a letter and I can keep it in my file.
She'll get it. She'll get it. This is your wife.
My wife.
Very nice. I'll take this over to her now. She's up in New York. No, Chicago today to the Columbus Day.
Thank you.
that's it. These were basically television owners. Some of them were
joint.
Some of them were joint. Some of their business were in television. Not the networks, they were not there. And we talked about that. We talked particularly about the fact that they have all these, well, they basically, I call it what I call strike suit, where that's probably not a proper analogy. Where a bunch of clowns get in and say, oh, this, but we have to do, we're interested in the public and sort of throw this all out. They did this to WPIX, the Daily News Station, paper in New York. I don't know whether they succeeded or not.
They tried.
Well, they should have. That's a good station. Mine. Also, I like the news.
They are good people.
Well, they're good people. Jack Lynn and that group.
I got public parts of Congress with you and that.
Bush got the same thing. Well, the point that I make is that what it really gets down to is not media. What it really gets down to is an attack on what I would call the business establishment, tyranny, and I business compliance here. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Isn't that what it is? And in this instance, all that I can say to you is that my approach to it is very heavily colored by the fact that to this, and I'd be guilty. I lean toward the businessman or businesswoman, a future businessman who can run a property correctly, runs it well, and makes a profit. And when I see groups of people trying to step in and demolish something solely because it is successful, it doesn't deal with me at all. As a matter of fact, I'll carry it further. This whole deal with antitrust. If the United States let fly on it, that's supposed to happen in songs. Anyway, the whole deal of antitrust, we are very seriously jeopardizing America's competitive position in the world by the enforcement of our antitrust laws. We can't do it. Well, Europe is all together and gangs up on us. You deal with the Russians. It's the whole country, and here you have our guys all doing this. Well, anyway, John Connolly, when he was Secretary of the Treasury, became very interested in this subject. And we started studies within the administration very quietly. It has to be very quiet because you don't want to give the impression that you're going to go again and trust one another, then all the demagogues would get going. But I can assure you that my own views. I start in any one of these cases when they come to my attention. Our first to say, well, now let's look at the person who owns it. What kind of a job are they? Are they running a decent property? And if they are, then they go forward. Because basically, it's running the paper successfully. Mr. Dean, Mr. Newhouse, how are you? John, I was discussing with Mr. Newhouse, he was formerly with the Department of Justice and came over here to the President a few years ago. The general philosophy we have with regard to newspapers, television, et cetera, et cetera. His change, as you probably or maybe or may not be aware, is one of the unusual ones, commonly, which he's the sole owner. It's not on it. This question arises, now let's suppose that some demagogue or even leader, as you might call him, starts to try to promote either in the Congress, you're likely to have it there, like the congressional hearings, or through the Justice Department, or through the FCC or something like that. They start a crusade for the purpose of breaking it up. I was pointing out to him that we approach that quite differently from some in this town. That we begin by looking at the business aspect. together, that's on these television things, from what I've been able to see. Oh, the counter advertising, but I mean, when a group comes in, they come in and say, well, this particular television station is not serving the public interest because it doesn't give enough time to program, it's not doing enough here, there, and the other thing. And they'll argue about this or that. And if they get in, they'll be just the same. Because after all, it's a business proposition, right?
Sure.
But isn't that really what you're concerned about?
On television, if everybody's going to be tempted, we have no objection. So what we will do, I told her a few minutes ago, Buffalo has come to us and said, would you exchange your station services for us in Buffalo? So we will accomplish the same thing, except we won't be doing you as good a job. However, I'm not interested in television. Yeah. If they leave me alone with newspapers,
right,
or magazines, at some point, Arthur Goldberg started suit against me. In New York, I was too big. Yes, absolutely. It's about soup. Mifkin, who at that time was his partner, filed a suit in New York County. Well, they tried to get me to leave with them alone in Denver, which we had had. And then they found the suit. Some of the believers, they may think that is something that they can do. If it has merit, then I have no objection. But I'd like somebody to look at the facts, see what it has been.